Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Welcome to the Parafair today. And today's topic is, you never know when you might need someone's help. As I listened to this story earlier in the last couple of days, I've been listening to it. I think about some of the times that, you know, we are in a situation where we think that the person who is powerless or whatever cannot help us. So let's listen to our story. We'll get back in a few minutes. Talk about how maybe some people who are powerless in your life may help you in the long run. Okay. All right. See you in a few seconds.
The ant and the dove. On a hot day of summer, an ant was searching for some water. After walking around for some time, she came near the river. To drink the water, she climbed up on a small rock. While trying to drink a water, she slipped and fell into the river. There was a dove sitting on the branch of a tree who saw an ant falling into the river. The dove quickly plucked a leaf and dropped it into the river near the struggling ant. The ant moved towards the leaf and climbed up onto it. Soon, the leaf drifted to dry ground, and the ant jumped out. She looked up to the tree and thanked the dove. Later, the same day, a bird catcher nearby was about to throw his net over the dove hoping to trap it. An ant saw him and guessed what he was about to do. The dove was resting and he had no idea about the bird catcher. An ant quickly bit him on the foot. Feeling the pain, the bird catcher dropped his net and let out a light scream. The dove noticed it and quickly flew away. Moral: if you do good, good will come to you. One good turn deserves another.
Welcome back from our little story. Interesting story, and I like how the characters in the story really what stood out to me. The characters, they had no problem of trying to help each other, getting out of situations that were bad at the time. And what I liked about it is they didn't really think of anything. A lot of times when we do things for people, we're always thinking, what am I going to get out of this situation? What, you know, why should I help you? You know, I'm better than you. I have this and I have that. What can that one little person do for me? And as we saw in the story, that one person was bigger than the other one wasn't as big, but they figured out a way to help each other when they were in trouble. And a lot of times that's what happens a lot of times in life. And we're in a lot of situations where we don't know what's going on, but then something happens. Someone helps us out, gives us that lending hand, gets us out of that situation. And we realize we got to keep moving on. As I watched this story, listened to the story, and I watched things that are going on in my life, a lot of things that are going on and it's going really fast, I realized that I'm not really in control of too much. I get a lot of help from a lot of people. And not because I go out and look for it, it's because I give out a lot of help. A lot of times we don't want to give out a lot of help. We want to do it our own way. We want to just think about ourselves sometimes. And, you know, where we're growing up now, it's all about us and the selfies and taking pictures and look at me, I'm so cool. But you have to realize there's some bigger things going on out there. Without someone, you know, working on an app so you can take pictures of yourself, post pictures, you had to have help. You didn't just do it all by yourself. I was thinking about some situations that, like today, I had to work. Long day I had to work. And I realized I got a lot of help. It was a long day, but I got some help along the way. I was just sitting there struggling a little bit today. And someone just came in and said, hey, you know, here's a little snack to make you feel better. And I was like, wow, that just, you know, I was thinking about, wow, I need something just to get me going through the end of the day. And that person just came in and, you know, they gave me a little snack and it made my day. And I was like, wow, I couldn't, you know, I could have survived, but just that one little thing. And then we have other people. And then the thing is, it goes both ways. I can't just also take from that person. I have to give back too. And it's not just giving material things. It could be your time. It could be your words. whatever you need to do to get your point across to that person that you're helping them. And just sometimes I realize with people, it's just listening what the person has to say. And here's the thing, the key thing about listening. Once you listen to some things that are going on with that person, you don't go back out and repeat them. You don't go back out and repeat them. Because this person told me some things that are going on with that person at that time. And I said, I have two things. I can either, to help this person, just listen. She or he wants to just get it off their chest and talk about it. They don't really need my opinion about it. They just want someone to listen. But they don't want somebody to repeat their business to other people too. Because the next time they may be down that situation where I can't tell him anything. He told the whole, this person, that person, my business is all over the streets. And that's one of those things that are hard to do. And I see this a lot of times as people are trying to help you. But you're trying to so in a rush to spread it around, spread it to the community that it's not helping the situation. As I look at this story and I reflect back on this story, I look at it how we never know who is going to help us down the road. And I say, as I watch people and I see how some people are really good to people and some people are really mean to each other. But you never know when that person may help you. I was watching this movie one time and this person was stuck in the, they were running around in the forest or something. It was weird. And someone fell in the river. And I guess one of the people was standing on the banks and he reached out his hand. And then somehow or another, he thought about all the things that the person did to him, all the mean things, the bad things he did to him. And he said, oh, sorry. And the current just took the guy down the river and that was the end of him. I never want to be put in that situation where I reach out my hand for someone and it just goes away. That hand just like, you know what, I'm going to hold all that stuff you did to me because I know that if you get out of this situation, you're going to treat me the same way. And as I think about this podcast and how I'm getting a helping hand with a lot of different people, just recently we added iTunes to our, we added iTunes so people can listen to the podcast on iTunes. And then a couple more days later, I got another email that iHeartRadio wants to, you know, put us on their platform. So I'm having all this help and getting out the podcast. And I have to realize I got a lot of help because I could just be sitting here talking in this microphone and the message is not going out there. So I have to thank those people who are putting out my podcast because without them and they think that whatever I'm doing, whatever the podcast I'm putting out, it's helping people down the road. But if I had that mentality that, whatever iHeart, whatever iTunes, it doesn't matter. I'm cool. I'm going to have listeners no matter what. That's not true. As I look at some of the numbers, I'm getting some really fantastic numbers from these two new platforms that have come on because they have millions and millions of people who listen to their platforms or their, you know, their app every day. It's helping me. But I got to realize I have to be good to them. And then I was looking at some of the documentation they sent me, and one of them sent me some documentation, and I was like looking at it, and I was like, oh, they're talking about the logo because you can download their logo and put it on your website and put it on certain things, but they said do not modify it, do not do anything that's gonna really infect the logo. So that told me right there they don't want people to mess with their logo. I said, follow the directions. It's pretty simple. They're helping you. Follow what they need to do. Follow what you need to do. And that's what happens a lot of times in life. We get a lending hand out there. We get someone to help us. And then we're like, I don't need you. You know, I can do it by myself. You can't. There's going to be so many things that are going to happen to you along the way that you're like, how did that happen? Because you had help. You had help along the way. I'm thinking about the situation that I have going on with myself. I can't do it by myself. I'm not saying I'm weak or anything like that, but I need a little help. I'm getting it because down the road, I know that person knows that I'll take care of it. But they know that I've done things for them in the past and I haven't asked for anything. And you have to build up that goodwill with people. Because I was talking to someone today about the problem. And they were just like, you know what, I'm really frustrated. I took this situation to you last week. And I thought it was okay. And I bring it back to you this week and it's still not okay. And you still want this and you want that. And the person said, you know what, let me see what I can do for you. That's okay. Whatever. I'm just thinking they're not going to do anything. They say, you know what? We're going to give you a 20% discount. That's all. Okay. All right. Whatever. That makes things a little bit different. He said, we're going to give you a goodwill discount. Now, this is only one time because you guys are really good customers and you really, you know, support us. I said, that's fine. That's fine with me. But if I go in there and I rant and rave and I don't really think that they are awesome and I'm mean to people, I shouldn't look for things. I shouldn't ask for discounts. Don't expect things to come your way. Don't expect good breaks to come your way. And I know the discount they gave me is really not that much, but it's better than nothing. It's better than paying the full price. So as I watch people and as I look at things and I treat people the way I want to be treated, because you never know when that person, I heard someone talk about who's packing your parachute. And they were talking about this one guy, he was in the Navy. And down in the Navy, they had these way down deep in the boat, these people are packing the pilot's parachutes for them. And they had to pack it very meticulously and pack it so that, you know, if something ever happens, the parachute opens, saves a person's life. And so I thought about how we have a lot of people who are behind the scenes or making things happen, who are packing your parachute, who are doing good things for you, but you don't really know that. And it's okay every now and then, not every now and then, let me say that, not every now and then, but just to go and say thank you for packing my parachute, helping me along the way. Because a lot of times we want to take all the credit when things are going great. But when things are going bad, we want to run away from the situation and blame everyone, start pointing fingers. And the reason why I'm this way because of this and this and that, we don't want to take accountability in our own way. And I watch this all the time. I see these people just floundering around all day because it's this person's fault, that person's talking about me. No. Take care of yourself. Treat people well, good. Don't have to go out there and say certain things to certain people and then blame everyone, pointing your finger at everyone, because a lot of the situations that you've come across, you know, some things are out of your control, but a lot of the situations that you've come across, you've created that situation. And it's hard for a lot of people to accept that. You know, there's a lot of things that are out of your control, some things you control and some things you can't control. As I listen to some of the podcasts that I produced earlier or put out, and I said, wow, you really are putting some content out there. I said, I know. I said, but you had a lot of help. You had, you know, the equipment that you had. The people, when you went into the store, they gave you the right equipment. They steered you the right way. They didn't say, hey, you know, just take this and good luck. I was struggling the other day with some of the equipment, and I just went to this simple little website, and I was freaking out because I needed to get the podcast up, and I got some new equipment, and it wasn't like the last equipment. And I said, just, you know, calm down. This is what you do. Plug this in, plug that in. And I said, oh, that works. That works even better than it did the last time when I had the older equipment. But if I'm going around and not being good and not asking questions and not having a smile on my face, I don't expect to have good breaks. You shouldn't expect to have good breaks. Things aren't going to happen for you. And it's just one of those things that as I get these problems that are thrown my way and a lot of things that are happening, I got to keep that positive attitude. And it's hard because, you know, the things that they're throwing these big bricks at me and I got to catch them. They're not just lightly tossing them at me. They're throwing them at a good speed. And as I catch the bricks and as I watch myself and I say, you know what? You got to go in with a positive attitude. You got to go in a positive attitude, and you got to maintain that positive attitude. And this podcast, as it keeps growing and getting bigger and bigger, there's struggles to it. As I was watching some things, I said, well, I'm still struggling, but I'm better than I used to be. But I say, remember, you had a lot of help along the way. You have a lot of people who are doing things for you in the background that you just don't see. And as I watch myself and as I think to a lot of things that I'm doing, I say, you just keep doing, being positive, and you'll be okay. You'll be okay. And that's what I last before we get out of here today is continue whatever you're doing. Do something. When you do something for someone, don't think about, okay, what am I going to get out of this situation? What can that person do for me? Don't think about that. Think about you just being a nice person and going about your way. If you help that person, great. You did it for the goodness of your heart. You didn't do it because you're expecting something in return. And that's what that story is all about, is just because you do something for someone, eventually, you know, they may do something for you, but you never know who's going to open that door for you. You never know who's going to be nice to you, who's going to be mean to you, but you have to be consistent with your actions every day, all day. Okay. I want to thank you again for, you know, joining us on the Parafair. And I want to thank all the people who are supporting the Parafair and the people who, you know, start listening to the Parafair on the new platforms that we have added. It's exciting to have the new platforms and new things going this way. But, it's, you know, I got to keep working. And the more people listen, that encourages me to keep pushing myself out there. Like I said, there's some days that I'm like, wow, I really don't have much to say. And I said, there's people counting on you. And so let's not just throw up anything. Let's make sure that what you're putting out there is quality. And that's what we're trying to do, is put quality stuff up there to help you, help me get through whatever you're going through at this time. And as I leave, I had a lot of people asking me some questions about, you know what, you really made my day. Just hearing you and getting through some things, you made my day. So thanks again for all that you do for the Parafair, and we will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Come to an end. But the fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.